I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How about that breaking news? What's up and welcome back. Grant and Danny on the Fan. You can blow out the attorney we were going to talk to about Dan Snyder. With all due respect, we will chat with him in the future. We got business to tend to because Terry McLaurin is getting paid. Welcome in our Richmond audience, 9:10 a.m., 105.1 FM, everyone else all over D.C. We have been discussing this for months. Would they be able to get a contract in place with McLaurin? What's taking so long? Why didn't they start making offers earlier? We all said as long as they got something done before training camp, who cares about how we got here for the most part? Well, the contract is reportedly in place. McLaurin getting a three-year extension. $71 million. This will kick in after this season because he's already under contract, obviously, for this, the final year of his rookie deal. So he's under contract with the team for four more years starting this coming year. The deal is going to pay him $23.6 million in annual average value. Now, the numbers that I care the most about, we don't know yet. I would imagine for him to only sign a three-year deal, less in terms of money and fewer years than we've seen some of the peers in his class looking for and already getting in Brown's case. I bet you it's a higher guaranteed money number.
That was what I was going to bring up. So your threshold, your top is Cooper Kupp, all $75 million guaranteed. Tyreek Hill, 72. Stephon Diggs, 70. Devontae Adams, 65 and on down. I would suspect he tops $60 million in guarantees because the team gets something out of this. Terry McLaurin is not 24 years old. He doesn't make your top 25 under 25 list because he's 26, entering his age 27 season. You do the math, you've got him under contract for 4 years. He'll be 31 at the end of this deal. So in order to help offset that, maybe not having extra years or wanting to commit sort of beyond that, you give him more guaranteed in terms of his annual average value, his signing, et cetera, putting him in the upper echelon. I think everybody benefits there. Good for the team right here. Again, we haven't seen the terms of guaranteed money and the like, just speculating here at this point. But they gave off this air of confidence. They told us they had it under control. They were right. I was wrong. Good for you, Commanders.
Yeah, this was a no-brainer. This had to be done, and this is what you have to do, is sign and retain your best young talent and keep your best people in your building. And they have done that. So without further ado, I want to open up the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067, because we've spent so much time speculating and opining and surmising, and we've asked you guys for your opinions for so many weeks that we would be remiss now if we didn't get your thoughts as this is breaking and developing. And if you're just jumping in your car, McLaurin under contract for a three-year extension beyond this season, presumably then 4 years moving forward with the Commanders for the wide receiver one in the nation's capital. Phone lines are open at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. McLaurin's three seasons here have been extremely productive. In his rookie year, he didn't play in two games and still ended up with 919 yards. Would have easily surpassed 1,000. He was averaging close to 70 yards per game. So based on those averages, Danny, he would have been around 1,050, close to 1,100 yards in his rookie season. In 2020, he went for a career high, 87 catches and 1,100 yards while catching four touchdowns. And then last year, his third season, first time he has played in every game, didn't miss any time. Regressed in terms of receptions, 77 catches, also fewer yards than two games fewer the year before when he had 1,118. But he went for over 1,000 in back-to-back years. And there just aren't that many receivers in the game who, at 26 years old, drafted in the third round, without quality quarterback play, have gone for 1,000 yards in back-to-back years, 900 yards in three straight seasons, when the litany of passers who have thrown to this guy include backups,
third-stringers,
street free agents. I mean, there's not a single guy who's been anywhere near throwing for 4,000 yards who he's had a chance to work for. So this is a star, and you just have to wonder, what might it look like for Terry McLaurin if he could actually play with an upper echelon quarterback? If Wentz is really good, or lo and behold, a year from now, they strike gold in the draft and they bring in one of the premium QBs in the class and they move on from Carson Wentz, then what could he become? We've never seen him elevated by a passer, and he's already really good. The best is still ahead of this guy as he gets more help and contributions from a quarterback.
I co-sign that, and I also add in, what would it be like if there were other options on the offense? His career season, the next best option was a guy that wasn't particularly good for the first half of the season because he was learning to play tight end. You're talking about a guy out of the backfield being the second best pass catcher in 2020. Now the design is you've got some options. The target share was still there, 130 targets last season, but only a paltry 77 catches. Just over 59% balls thrown to him were actually end up completed. And it ain't because he dropped the whole bunch. It's because they had inadequate quarterback play. I shudder to think the video game stats that this guy could possibly put up if he had a good situation. You've taken care of the weaponry part, again, on paper, by adding Jahan Dotson opposite him. Curtis Samuel, again, in theory. You added a pass-catching tight end in the draft. Another between the tackles thumper to maybe allow Antonio Gibson more of a pass-catching role. But having other options, I actually think, would benefit him greatly. Not necessarily in target and catch volume, but in the efficiency of those catches, right? I mean, you go to, for a guy, remember, opposing defenses that were pretty good through the stretches of last season. Remember, he was going entire halves without getting a single target. He had like a couple games where he had two, three catches. And for an offense that was anemic, I just can't live with that. I'll force feed Terry McLaurin before I go with other options. And that was one complaint I think both of us had about Scott Turner at times last year. But the sky's the limit for this dude. I think we're a good situation away from seeing him treated a lot differently in terms of NFL circles and respect.
So here's your numbers that we were looking for. Adam Schefter just had these come out. And again, if you're just hopping in, Grant and Danny reacting right now, live and local. Terry McLaurin, 3-year contract extension. We have been waiting for this. This is the biggest story of the offseason, and today's the day, June 28th, becoming one of those dates to remember if you're a Commanders fan. So the question was, what kind of guarantees, right? What's the structure of this deal that they get done? The new 3-year extension for McLaurin includes $28 million in signing bonus. So you get that put in pen to paper. That's your guaranteed upfront money. That is the largest signing bonus ever given to a wide receiver. So you get him for fewer years and a little bit less money than we thought. Might be 4 and 100 or 5 and 125 or close to that if he got top of the market cash, right? He said, no, I'll work with you. I'll take a little bit less money per year, 23 instead of 26, 27. I'll take a little bit less in terms of years. Number one, he probably may still want to get out of here if nothing changes in the next couple of years. But here's what you can do to make it work for me. Guaranteed money makes the world go round. So $28 million at signing bonus, largest ever given to a wideout, and 76.4% of the new money in the deal is guaranteed. 76%. Generally speaking, when you see a big contract in the NFL, the math used to be to expect about half of it is guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you could even see 55 or 60% of it guaranteed if a player has some leverage. That's a huge percentage of guaranteed money in this deal. According to Adam Schefter, 76.4% of the new money, meaning the 3 years and the $71 million fully guaranteed at signing for McLaurin. The deal contractually tying him to Washington through 2025. So to that I say, good for McLaurin, good for the Commanders. It seems like pretty much everybody got what they needed or wanted here. And you don't have to worry about this. You check this box and you move along. Attaboys all the way around, as far as I'm concerned.
So just my rudimentary back of the napkin math here has $54 million in change in guarantees. Right,
so you got 71
out of the 71. If that's 76% is to be
percentage,
it is. So that's the accounting with these NFL deals is always so funky. Some are guaranteed, some are practical guarantees. I never know what. I just let the smart people handle this. So that slots him just behind AJ Brown in terms of overall guarantees. Now AJ Brown has another year on his deal that McLaurin doesn't. So for the you know, if you're breaking it down guarantees per year, McLaurin's done very, very well there. In terms of overall guaranteed over the life of the deal, again, slightly more than Mike Evans, slightly less than A.J. Brown, who just signed his deal this offseason. But again, it's only 3 years, adding on to this year where he's already under contract. That's a massive thing. Because again, I think his age sort of affected everybody's thinking in this. McLaurin, his perspective, a little bit more money there. I have a chance to have one more bite at the apple as a 30, 31-year-old for the team. We may not want that fifth year. We may not want those kind of extra seasons where we're not really sure where we're going to be at that point. You know, we don't want you to be someone else's problem once our regime is out of here or something to that effect. So it worked for everybody. This, again, very sensible. This is how compromise happens. Seems as if everybody did a pretty good job here. And again, kudos to the team. I did not think we'd be here at this point.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be closer to training camp, a la John Allen. But with some of the blowback and maybe just the way that this was being reported on, and maybe give credit to McLaurin and his agents for some of the pressure that was being applied, they got this thing moving and they got it done. Over $23 million per year. It's about where we thought it would come in. I thought it might be a little bit closer to 25, but you and I were kind of assuming somewhere in that 22 to 24 million range was a sweet spot. He would try to maybe get 25 because A.J. Brown got that, but he's going to end up almost certainly getting a higher number in guarantees than Brown got, which may have been the priority for him. 800-636-1067 is the number, 800-636-1067. Let's go to Niles in Arlington on G&D. Terry McLaurin, 3-year contract, sealed and delivered, reportedly. He will be putting pen to paper. What do you think?
I think it's a great thing. You know, you've had an offseason where the team has considerably, you know, pretty much made the bad decision every time. The name change to all the stuff with Snyder, and now, you know, this whole saga is over. So it's really the first good thing in the year of 2022 to happen to the Washington Commanders. Getting Terry McLaurin done, it's a great deal for both sides, in my opinion. If Terry McLaurin does well over the next 3 years, he can go to the Washington Commanders and say, hey, I want more money, and the Commanders can't say, well, we'll wait a year or two. They're going to have to act on it. But for the Commanders, it's great for them because if he falls off the cliff, they can get out of that deal pretty early. You know, without, say, having the A.J. Brown contract or even these bigger contracts like Tyreek Hill and Devontae Adams, who are 5 years and like $138 million or whatever it was. But, I mean, it's a great deal for both sides. I'm glad McLaurin's going to be staying in D.C. for a little longer. Hopefully Wentz is the answer at quarterback for McLaurin, and he can get into that top five echelon of wide receivers in the NFL.
Yeah, I don't see him landing in the top five. Appreciate the call. Really well done. I think he's a top 15 guy. I'd have to, you know, put a list together, but I would guess he'd end up for me somewhere in the, you know, 11 to 15, 12 to 16 range or whatever. But he's really, really good. I mean, he is a legitimate, credible, certifiable wide receiver one, which is what you're looking for. This was a no-brainer. You pay guys like Terry McLaurin because the entire point is to find guys like Terry McLaurin, and it's hard to, especially in the third round. But you won the lottery. You did the hard part, Danny. You went, you bought the ticket, you came home, and it says you made thousands. Cash the damn ticket. You drafted McLaurin. He is a mensch. He's an all-time human being. He's a leader in the locker room. He's the kind of guy you want your daughter to marry. At a position where everybody's a diva, he does everything right. Everything right. He cares about the squad as much as he cares about himself. He has always put the team first every step of the way until this offseason when it was time to get paid. And understandably, he did everything he should have in terms of holding out at minicamp and not showing up and risking injury. No issues with that. Now guess what he does? He falls right back in line. He becomes Terry McLaurin again. And you have sent a critical message in your locker room, which Ron Rivera said was important.
Yeah.
If you become a core commander, God, that sounds weird. If you become one of the guys we want to build this thing around, John Allen, we will take care of you. Terry McLaurin, I will take care of you. Do what I say. Act like we want you to off the field. Be a good teammate. Be a great player, and you will be rewarded for it. Allen got paid like an elite defensive lineman, has since made a Pro Bowl. Terry McLaurin just got a record amount of signing bonus money at the wide receiver position, something Devontae Adams and Tyreek Hill and A.J. Brown this offseason didn't get. He wasn't going to get paid more than those guys, but you can make it work. You can get creative.
You can find something where, hey, you are the top, you alpha, you guys that are super competitive.
I am always annoyed by the conservative nature of this front office and the inability sometimes to spend and to be aggressive, but they have shown me something here. That
agreed.
They were able to not only get this done, I mean, to me, that was a foregone conclusion. I always assumed they were going to. But that they were able to find a way to make Terry happy while not paying crazy money. I mean, they didn't pay, quote unquote, like market money. It's a little bit smaller deal than maybe you would have thought. And they're just guaranteeing him more of it, which if he's in your plans and you don't have a lot of worries or concerns about someone, why wouldn't you do that?
So a couple, you know, again, tips of the cap here to Ron Rivera, the Martys, the Commanders, et cetera. I thought there was hubris. I thought there was arrogance here. And I thought it was happening on two fronts because I didn't think it was a done deal the way that you did. I thought what was happening was twofold. One, we know what we're doing. We got this. He's not at minicamp. We know what we're doing. We got this. It's the same as John Allen. It's not. The wide receiver market exploded. I thought they ran over their skis. I also thought there maybe was something to the fact that they didn't draft the guy, that they inherited him, and they want to be seen and viewed as, you know, the smartest guy every time they walk into the room, and they need to feel that it was their thing, their imprint, et cetera. They already paid someone else's guy in John Allen, who, of course, became their guy. Was it really going to happen so seamlessly with Terry McLaurin? And I was wrong on both counts. They figured out a way to get this done smartly. And again, as you've kind of pointed out very well, it benefits everybody involved here, obviously because the team has Terry McLaurin, but because again, they're not going extra long with a guy that's a little bit older than the guys that are in his same class. I keep harping on that. He'll be 27 this year, whereas AJ Brown, well, it'll be entering his age 25 season. And a couple of the guys on this list are, you know, again, have the same league experience, but are 23, 24 years old, or sometimes 22. So I think that's a big deal. And the team did this right. You know what I mean? Like, despite all the business of the offseason, what seemed like ages when he's not at this OTA, or he's at this OTA and he leaves town, he's not at this mini camp, and, you know, we're sitting here looking at these stories through a microscope over the course of the league year and the big picture, where we're not even really, you know, training camp is still in the distant future. This got done earlier than I thought. I thought this would be dragging into training camp, and it would be the story of training camp, or the non-story, whatever you want to call it, that was hanging over the team. It's not. They got this done, and I'm really impressed, I'll be honest with you. I'm eating some crow here, so good for them.
Somebody tweeted me here, and you can hit us up at Grant H. Paulson at Funny Danny. Don John said, this is a distraction. Do not take this bait. And to that I say, this is the biggest football story of the offseason for this football team. I care about this football team way more than I care about anything else that involves the Commanders. And Terry McLaurin being retained and kept here is a massive story. That is the number one story of the offseason from a football standpoint, which is not to trivialize the important things that are going on off the field within this organization. But we can walk and we can chew gum. This day was not guaranteed, even if we all kind of expected or most of us predicted it was going to happen. We weren't sure. They could have screwed this up. He could have been elsewhere. They could have traded him in a month because things got sideways. The most popular player on the team, the most important player to this offense, the best player on the club for the last few years has been re-signed at not only a decent rate, but on a really kind of sharp, creative, unique contract structure. So I'm not going to, quote-unquote, not take the bait. We're going to do our job and react to this because I don't think there's a bigger football story for the Commanders than this one this month. What Carson Wentz becomes at quarterback, maybe in the big picture, is a larger story, but there's nothing he can do in late June into July to answer that.
This was the most outstanding piece of business. This was the thing that had to happen, and it was kind of their offseason crossroads.
800-636-1067. Dickie's in Charleston. Dickie, you're on Grant and Danny. How are you?
Good, boys. How are we doing?
Good, pal.
It's a great day, man. We're doing well.
House Oversight Committee, you say. Let's re-sign him. But in all seriousness, I think McLaurin's a top five wide receiver in the league. He deserves more money. Heinicke almost got him killed 7 times last year.
At least.
The guy deserves twice the money he got. But I love the show, guys. Hail to the Commanders.
Appreciate you, bro.
Thank you, buddy. Top five in the NFL is look, you're not going to get me, especially today, to say anything bad about Terry McLaurin. But
tough to crack that list right now. This is the golden age of receiver.
Right. I mean, exactly. There are more great receivers right now than there have ever been before. If you're telling me he's top five, you're saying that Davante Adams, Cooper Kupp, Deebo Samuel, Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, Stephon Diggs, CeeDee Lamb, Tyreek Hill, T. Higgins. I put him lower. I'm just going through the PFF grades from last year. No, that he's not behind those guys, but it's not worth even figuring out. Like, I'll give you a Bill Simmons, top 20, top 5 receivers of all time. You know how he does that list? Here are my 20 best top 5 receivers in the NFL right now. Terry's on that list. He's really, really good.
He's a bona fide number one. Is that just our number one? He's a number one. It's an important distinction to me.
But those other guys haven't had to deal with Heinicke.
Yes.
And I hate to say this, the late and tragically, it's awful, Dwayne Haskins and Alex Smith on one leg. Mm-hmm. And it's been worse. I mean,
there's no Garrett Gilbert for most of those guys.
Gilbert threw this guy passes. What are we doing here, Harry? Ryan Fitzpatrick, 6 throws as a Commander, everything exploded and you were back to using backup quarterbacks and street free agents. Maybe, just maybe, Carson Wentz going down the field gives McLaurin a chance to catch passes from a grown-up. Case Keenum, is that the best quarterback rapport that he's had? Remember when he was catching those deep posts for 75-yard touchdowns early in his rookie season?
Yeah, that's it. That's the best.
Yeah. 800-636-1067 is the number, 800-636-1067. Terry McLaurin, 3 years, $71 million, guaranteed as a signing bonus, the largest number for a receiver ever, a pretty creative structure, it seems like, for the Commanders. We're reacting to the news with you right now on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.